So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion whether in a chatzar, a courtyard, has a gri'ah shmei hezek. Looking into someone's private yard is considered damaged and forbidden, or has a gri'ah lav shmei hezek. Looking into someone's private yard is not considered damaged and permitted. In the previous daf, the Gemara explained our Mishnah according to both opinions, and now elaborates on its explanation according to the opinion of hezek gri'ah shmei hezek. The Mishnah says, Hashutafen shiratzu lasis mechitza, my mechitza, plukta. V'kim neratzu boinin sakisal balkarchan. The word mechitza refers to a division, and the Mishnah teaches that once they agree to divide their yard, they are halachically obligated to build a dividing wall because hezek gri'ah shmei hezek. And accordingly, kesheyesh badin chaluka afil leratzu nami. In a large enough yard in which each person would get a portion of at least 4 amas, they are obligated to both divide the yard and build a wall, even if they did not agree to a chaluka to prevent hezek gri'ah. However, Mishnah seinu kesheim badin chaluka v'hu deratzu. Our Mishnah must be referring to a small yard in which each person would get less than 4 amas, and therefore only if they agree to this chaluka, they are obligated to build a wall to prevent hezek gri'ah. But if they did not agree to this chaluka, they are not obligated to divide the yard. The Gemara asks, however, even if they did agree to a chaluka, why are they obligated to build a wall? Let them retract from their agreement. Rabbi Yochanan explains that the Mishnah refers to b'shekonu miyadin beruches. Each person chose one side of the yard, and they performed a kinyan chalipin to finalize their decision. Therefore, they cannot retract from their division and must build a wall to prevent hezek gri'ah. Rav Ashi explains that the Mishnah refers to kagoyin shehalach zeh b'toch shaloi v'hichzik v'zeh b'toch shaloi v'hichzik. Each partner chose one side of the yard and performed a kinyan chazak in the property to acquire his side. Therefore, they cannot retract and must build a wall. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. If the custom was to build a wall with gvil, which the Gemara explains as avne de le meshafia, rough stones, whose standard width is 6 tvachim, each partner gives 3 tvachim of land from his side for the area upon which the thickness of the wall will be built. If they use gazes, which the Gemara explains as avne de meshafia, smooth stones, whose standard width is 5 tvachim, each partner gives 2.5 tvachim for the wall. The Gemara also explains that which the Mishnah teaches, bekfisin, zenoisin tvachayim, zenoisin tvachayim. Kfisin are arche, half bricks, whose standard width is 1.5 tvachim. Therefore, 2 half bricks plus a tefach of mortar in between is 4 tvachim wide, and each partner gives 2 tvachim. Belevenin, zenoisin tefach amechza, bezenoisin tefach amechza. Levenin are livni, whole bricks, whose standard width is 3 tvachim, and each partner gives 1.5 tvachim. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes, Gemara, Gemirla, these definitions are known by tradition. The Gemara assumes, Lememra, the begazis, the chaldalar ames, geiva, yehav pusi, chamsha, koi, iloi, loi, koi. From the Mishnah we learn regarding a wall built with gazis stones, that only a base of 5 tvachim wide can support a height of 4 ames. However, a base of less than 5 tvachim wide cannot support a height of 4 ames. And as Rashi explains, legeiva shmeinit sarach yud tvachim reichiv. One would need a base of 10 tvachim wide to support a height of 8 amas, a proportion of 5 tvachim width per 4 amas height. However, the Gemara asks, "Va'ama traksin dahavya gevayet losanam hosav lahava pusi elishis pushchi v'cham." In the Mikdash Rishon, the first base of Mikdash, a wall known as the Amma Traksin was built with gazes stones to separate between the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKodeshim at a height of 30 amas, and the base was only 6 tvachim wide, and it stood despite not having the above mentioned proportion. The Gemara explains, Kimin de'ika tefach yisera koi. Once the base has an additional 6 tefach, it can support greater heights that exceed this proportion. However, with Mikdash Sheini, le'avad amatraksin, in the second base of Mikdash, they could not build a stone wall because the height was 100 amas and ki koi betlosin koi tfeilo koi. A base of 6 tefachim can support a height of only up to 30 amas, but not more. And, v'ne'avadu tlosin amin b'binyin v'idach ne'avad pereiches, they cannot build a wall 30 amas high and above that a curtain 70 amas high, because kikoi tlosin amhosa nami agav tikro maziv habakoi. A base of 6 tvachim can support a height of 30 amas only with an additional support from the ceiling above. But if a parecha separates between the wall and ceiling, the wall would collapse. And they cannot build a lower wall that does not require the additional support of the ceiling, and above that a curtain for the remainder, because gemiri ikula bebinyan mi mikdash. The separation must be either a complete wall, as in the first base of Mikdash, or kula bepareches mi mishkan, a complete curtain as in the Mishkan, but it cannot be partially a wall and partially a curtain. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion related to the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Chisda, Lelister Inish Beit Knishta Ad Debanei Beit Knishta Achriti. One may not demolish an old shul before they build a new shul. Some say Mishum Pshius, out of concern that something might prevent them from building the new shul. And therefore, by the Ikka Duchta Litzluya Aser, even if they have another location where to daven, it is still forbidden. Others say Mishum Tzluye, out of concern that there will be no place for davening before the new shul is completed. And therefore, by the Ikka Duchta Litzluya Mutter, if they have another location where to daven, it is permitted. Rav Ashi ruled, Gavu Zuzi Umachti Aser. Even if they collected the entire amount of money needed for the new shul, it is still forbidden to demolish the old shul. And even Srigi Livni Vahadri Hudri, Umachti Kishuri, if all the building materials were already purchased for the new shul, it is forbidden because Dilma Misramalu Pidyon Shvuyim Havalahu. Perhaps a need to redeem a Jewish captive will arise, and the money and materials for the new shul will be given away for this important mitzvah. The Gemara concludes, V'le Moran, Elo de Lechazi by Tiyua. It's forbidden to demolish the old shul first, only if it's structurally safe. However, they may demolish the old shul first if it's structurally unsafe. The Gemara asks accordingly, why did Bava ben Buta advise Hordas to first demolish the old structure of the Beis HaMikdash and afterward build the new structure? The Gemara offers two answers. Either because Tiyua Chazibay, the old structure was not safe, or Machus Sashani, Dolehajibay. With a monarch, there is no concern of a retraction, as Shmuel says, I'ama machusa akar nature, akar ture b'lehadr bay. If a monarch promises to uproot a mountain, he will uproot the mountain and will not retract.